And when Europe closed its borders to migrants earlier this year, a makeshift camp of desperate people formed on the Greek-Macedonian border. They've been there for 4 months, all winter, hoping the borders to northern Europe would open again. Instead, Greek authorities have begun dismantling their camp. Here's reporter Joanna Kakissis from Athens.
Nearly 9,000 asylum seekers, many of them from Syria, were in the camp near the Greek village of Idomeni. The army arrived yesterday at dawn. Most aid organizations and all journalists were forced to leave. So a camp resident named Mustafa Al-Hamoud documented the evacuation with a donated camera. He and three other asylum seekers started Refugees TV, which broadcasts news on Facebook from the camp.
We saw a lot of armies around the camps, a lot of polices, and they said to everybody to go to other camp. They said to go to the buses. They bring a lot of buses for people.
Corinne Lanning of the International Rescue Committee watched the buses leave.
There were approximately 27 buses that had left, and up to 2,400 people who have been evacuated from the site and moved to new sites.
Those sites will be army-run camps around Greece. Migrants had camped out at this muddy patch of farmland near the Greek-Macedonian border after Europe closed its doors to them. Nearly half of the residents were children. The camp had few toilets and showers, but there were vendors, barbers, a volunteer-run school, even musicians. Frustrated residents sometimes tried to storm the border. Macedonian police doused them with tear gas and rubber bullets. Greek authorities have repeatedly told asylum seekers here that the borders will never open. The evacuation of the camp is expected to take several days. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.